It is seldom that a Lord Chancellor has reason to envy the position of another, but I am free to confess I would rather be two earls engaged to Phyllis than any other half-dozen noblemen upon the face of the globe.
Yes, it's an enviable position when you're the only one.
Ah, yes,
no doubt most enviable. But seeing you thus, we naturally say to ourselves, this is very sad. His lordship is constitutionally as blithe as a bird. He trills upon the bench like a thing of song and gladness. His series of judgments in F sharp, given on Dante in 6/8 time, are among the most remarkable effects ever produced in the court of Chancery. He is, perhaps, the only living instance of a judge whose decrees have received the honor of a double encore. How can we do that which will deprive the court of Chancery of one of its most attractive features?
I feel the force of your remarks, but I am here in two capacities, and they clash, my lord, they clash. I deeply grieve to say that in refusing to entertain my last application to myself, I presume to address myself in terms which render it impossible for me ever to apply to myself again. It was a most painful scene, my lord. Most painful.
This is what it is to have two capacities. Let us be thankful we are persons of no capacity whatever.
Come, come. Remember, you are a very just and kindly old gentleman, and you need have no hesitation in approaching yourself, as long as you do so respectfully and with a proper show of deference.
Do you really think so?
I do.
Well, I will nerve myself for another effort. But if that fails, I resign myself to my fate.
If you go in, you're sure to win. Yours will be the charming maid. Be your love, the ancient song. They taught never won their lady.
Never, never, never paint heart, never won their lady. Every journey has an end. Where the worst affairs will mend. Dawn the golden day is mine. Hustle your horse and don't say die.
Is not worth a marrow, lady. Be so kind to bear in mind. Fate hath never won their lady.
Never, never, never. Fate hath never won their lady.
While the sunshine make your hay, where a will is theirs away. Fill the lion in his lair. None but the brave deserve the fair.
Start, though I fear the prospect shady. Much I'd spend to gain my end. Faint heart never won fair lady.
Never, never, never faint heart never won fair lady.
Glory faint shall nothing win. Blood is thick, but water's thin. In for a penny, in for a pound. It's all that makes the world around. Nothing faint shall nothing win. Blood is thick.
Bitter is your vein, terrible.
matter? What am I but he? Washed and always stated, that don't feel agree. Clothed and educated, he's a mark of scorn. I might be another if I'd been born of a tipsy mother.
Take a wretched thief through the city seeking, pocket handkerchief ever, ever seeking. What is he but I, robbed of all my chances, picking pockets by force of circumstances? I might be as bad as a lucky rather if I'd only had Fagin for a father.
Yeah, we marry you and I, with the water trying to get into a lady,
and
by
and
by.
Oh.
see he comes. Quick, my veil.
Victory, victory! Success has crowned my efforts, and I may consider myself engaged to Phyllis. At first, I wouldn't hear it. It was out of the question. But I took heart. I pointed out to myself that I was no stranger to myself. That in point of fact, I've been personally acquainted with myself for several years. This had its effect. I admitted that I had watched my professional advancement with considerable interest, and I handsomely added that I yielded to no one in admiration for my private and professional virtues. This was a great point.